Time for the opening markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. We're talking with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. And Jim, corn and soybeans both finished the overnight session a little higher. What are we looking at going into the daytime?
We are seeing a little bit of a bounce here in the bean markets. They had the biggest strength. There were some rumors of China buying beans that keep percolating through the system right now. But honestly, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. We still have not seen any flash sales. Corn market was a little bit higher early in the night, backed off a bit. It looks like we do have a trade deal with Japan. That's very critical, Dustin. The reality is Japan's a very big buyer of our ag goods. This will keep that market open. So maybe a little bit of relief rally in that. On the other side of the coin, which is probably going to cap this move bounce higher, is the weather does look phenomenal. We do have a few days of heat really moving in here for the next couple of days. But even out in Iowa, I was looking at the forecast. You know, you get into the early part of next week, the temperatures really cool down, and you have some really nice summer temperatures. So it looks like this crop is going to continue to grow and potentially grow enormous, in my opinion, just based on warm temps and a lot of rain.
Now, we're talking about the weather, but this week we've been under a heat dome, and we know that can put some stress on pollination during corn. I mean, has the market really thought that to be a problem, or do they just think it's kind of a little glitch in the system that kind of just went through?
I think for the most part, the trade is monitoring, watching it, but I don't think you haven't seen a massive move higher. So I think in general, like, this is not going to be a problem. I mean, a lot of people have been talking about it, these warm nights. We do know the agronomists tell us that this will have an impact on the crop, but it's kind of like a wet spring. It's very hard for people to quantify what that actually means until the combines get into the field. So I think it's something we're going to watch down the line when the harvest hits. I think right now, the biggest problem the market's got, if you want this market to rally, is the fact that it just keeps raining in a very big majority of the Midwest.
That again was Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Our full conversation under the podcast tab at IowaAgNet.com. We'll look at the numbers next.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
September corn up one at $4.25. December new crop up a half at $4.18.5. August soybeans up 8.5 at $10.18.75. November new crop up 9.25 at $10.34.75. Soybean meal is up $3 at $2.76.80. Soy oil up 53 cents at $56.16. Live cattle up 87 cents at $2.25.85. Feeders up 85 cents at $3.29.12. Lean hogs are trading a nickel higher at $1.07.80. That's the opening markets. I'm Dustin Huffman.